Welcome to LMC Cast with your host, Gladys Dibble, broadcasting straight from the studio on the Avenue, where we bring together the voices and stories that define Larchmont and Mamaroneck. So let's dive in. In today's segment, we are speaking to Jason Pinto from the Village of Mamaroneck Recreation Department. Hi. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Gladys. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Great to have you. Welcome.
Welcome. So, as Gladys said, my name is Jason Pinto. I'm the Superintendent of Recreation for the Village of Mamaroneck. So I have the pleasure of planning all the fun community events and programs that we do here on a yearly basis in the village. So that's what I'm here to talk about.
What a great job.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. This is what I've always wanted to do, and my dream came true.
And I love what you do, and I love what the Village of Mamaroneck does.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. We work really hard to plan a lot of fun for this community all year round, and a lot of fun different programs. So any opportunity I can to highlight the good work that my department does and the Parks Department does and the Village of Mamaroneck does is wonderful.
Awesome. So tell me, what's fun that I can bring my kids to?
So one, I think all of our residents know, and maybe some folks not listening from the village, that we have Harbor Island Park, which is 44 acres on the water. It's a waterfront park surrounded by water, so that alone is fun. We're very lucky. Within the park, we have multiple playgrounds. We have a 600-foot saltwater beach. We have athletic field space. We have a rental deck that people rent for parties or programs. It's a great park setting for what we do. So like, just to open the stage, that is an amazing venue to have at our disposal. So we're so lucky.
We are very lucky. I actually had my twins' first birthday party there on the deck by the water, and it was amazing.
It's an affordable option for our residents. I mean, I think everyone knows how valuable waterfront property is, and to have it at a very affordable rate for our residents is invaluable, and it's really a treasure.
Nice. So I'm excited to hear a little bit more about the tiki party. That is the buzz in the summer, during the summer. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So our tiki party this year, which, by the way, is partnered with the fabulous LMC TV,
yes,
which we are here on the studio on the Avenue. So the Village of Mamaroneck Recreation Department, along with LMC TV and a lot of really wonderful community partners every year, help us plan this event, which is basically a Polynesian tiki night in the park, on the beach, on the grass. We do a lot of fun activities. We have live music. We have fire dancers. We have an outdoor movie at night. We have a bubble show and a foam party and photo bus, and just a whole slew of fun. Every year we try to bring another element to it, whether it's a show, a vendor, something. So this year we're planning on another great event to partner with LMC.
Can you tell us, or is that still hush hush?
It's under wraps right now.
Okay.
Yeah, me and the LMC TV crew we're planning it.
Okay.
But it will be out soon, probably around Memorial Day weekend is when you get a lot of the later mid-July to end of August events. So,
okay, yeah, I can't wait to hear what that's about.
I know, everyone's excited. That's one of the more popular events that we run every year. It's
awesome.
It's awesome.
The other buzz is the block parties.
Oh, yeah. We do a very large Summer on the Avenue block party, which is right on Mamaroneck Avenue, right outside the studio.
Yes.
So we close the street. We have a lot of inflatable rides that people can go on. We have games. We have arts and crafts. We have vendors. Last year we had stilt walkers, and the food, the Avenue food is amazing. You can sample the food out here. It's great. It brings people together. It's a multi-organization, multi-department event. You have multiple departments from the village participating, multiple councils, arts councils, and tree committee, and committee for the environment, and a lot of nonprofits and outside organizations. It's really a wonderful event to come out, meet new friends, old friends, kids, young to old. It's really a family-friendly all-around event. And stay tuned, because the block party information is going to be coming out. So not only would we like our residents to come, but we would also want our local businesses and organizations to participate, because it's really a event for the family, but it's also to help grow our local downtown community and make sure that our businesses are thriving.
Our local gems is what I call them. Yes.
Exactly.
So as a local gem here in Mamaroneck, where can I go in order to register for to become a vendor?
Okay. So the block party information will be out soon, probably by the end of May, early June. And you're going to go to villageamerick.org, and you'll see a tab there for departments, parks and recreation, and it's going to be right there up on the homepage. So stay tuned. It's a very inexpensive way to get your business out, to get your name out. We charge a very, very small fee for local vendors and nonprofits to participate. So we definitely encourage it, because it's an easy way to meet potentially 1,500 people.
Right.
A lot of foot traffic. It's a very popular event.
Yeah, I can't think of a better way actually to promote yourself
right
during the summer when everyone is right out having a good time, everyone's in a good mood, and
it's really a great way to get, especially to get local business, because it's a very localized event. So you're really targeting, if your business is in Mamaroneck or Scarsdale, or it's a very localized event, so you're going to get the audience that you would be looking for to patron your business.
Yeah, definitely. Like that. I'm looking forward to that. And so are my kids. They're already asking.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the most popular events. I know the Chamber of Commerce, I met with them, and they're really excited about it.
Awesome.
And drumming up support within. So stay tuned.
I will. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like to tell the community about what's happening?
So just so everyone knows, the Harbor Island Park beach and parking seasonal passes are on sale. You can go to villageamerick.org as well and find out all the information. You can come down to the Recreation Department, which is located in the Harbor Island Park, the Stephen E. Johnson Beach Pavilion, right near the beach. Or come in anytime, ask us any questions. We really encourage our residents to buy the seasonal pass, because it's the most affordable way to use the harbor in the summer, and it's very inexpensive for local residents to use it. Obviously, the beach is great. We have a spray ground on the beach for the kids in the summer. You don't have to go far to have some fun, so we always encourage people. And stay tuned on our website, because we post different programs. I know right now we're doing a younger Parent and Me soccer program from ages 1 to 5, which you can sign up for on our website. So there's a lot of different programs and events that I definitely encourage everyone to do. We do 4 movie nights a year, outdoor movies in the park. So we have one in June, July, August, and September. And those are all free community events. We're working on some really fun musical entertainment, some pop-up concerts, some larger concerts in Harbor Island Park, hopefully. So we're working on a lot of fun things for everyone. And stay tuned. We will put up a master event calendar on the website before Memorial Day, once our board of trustees approves it. So all the information is there.
All right. We're looking forward to everything getting approved, because I do have to say, as a Mamaroneck resident, I thank you for everything that you do in our community. It really means a lot to my family and to a lot of families. Honestly, thank you.
I really appreciate that. We are civil servants in heart, and that's why we work here, and we work for the residents. We work for the people. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to plan fun and support people and give people opportunities that they might never be able to do elsewhere. Stay tuned. We do a lot of fun stuff. And again, check out our website, villageamerick.org.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Studio on the Avenue, James Pinto, talking to us about all the events that are happening in our community. Stay tuned for more info on their website. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Gladys, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for being here. And that wraps up another episode of LMC Cast. I'm Gladys Dibble, thanking you for joining in and tuning in from the studio on the Avenue. This podcast was recorded at the LMC Media Studio on the Avenue in Mamaroneck, New York. Visit lmcmedia.org to book your time in the state-of-the-art, convenient location, very walkable from the Mamaroneck train station in Mamaroneck. You can also support this nonprofit media center at lmcmedia.org/donate. Goodbye for now. Let's stay connected and continue to create a community that strives together. Till next time.